What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show, man. We back with an all-new episode. Listen, man, tonight is going to be a good one for you guys, man, because, wow, because a lot of the things that's going on, man, we got a special guest that are in the building tonight with us. We got Buddha and Baby, Sipping and Conversation Podcast. They're up in the building with us, and definitely want to get their perspective on tonight's topic. So, last week, man, we talked about cohabitation and what does it mean to co-parent and still live with the same parent and have the kids, you're not together. You know, we had some very striking conversations about that. Now this week we're gonna kind of turn it over because you guys come in as a couple, so y'all can probably relate to what I'm about to say, and we're just gonna dive right into it, man, because Monique made a very interesting point, and she said to black women, we must allow our black men or kings to have side chicks. Now, everybody's scratching their head like, first she did the whole Netflix thing. Now she's talking about, hey, my beautiful black women, y'all need to give our beautiful black kings side chicks to keep the marriage or your motion in the ocean going, because it cuts down on a whole bunch of confusion. So the one has to raise the question of opening Pandora's box. And one of the questions that was raised is, ladies, do you think if, you gave your significant other permission to have a side piece, that they would be more reluctant to take advantage of it? So we're just going to dive right into it. Buddha, my man.
Hey, what's good, man? What's good?
I'm gonna start with you.
Oh, you gonna start with
I'm gonna start with you because if baby decides to say, hey, you know what, I give you permission to have a side piece as long as you ask me first. So, something like that occurs. How do you feel about that when that happens?
First, I'll be elated. Like, for real, this is going down like this. But to curb my enthusiasm, I would say, baby, won't you pick the woman that you would want me to be with?
Oh, my.
Just come on out there swinging.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Wow. Okay, so, baby, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you, would you allow Buddha the opportunity of, hey, I'm going to give you a side piece. Do you agree with what Monique said?
Not exactly. Because getting a side piece is not going to make your home any better. You got some issues you need to be working on other than trying to add a third to your dynamics before you entertain that. I think if you can establish a solid foundation that's not exactly built on having a side piece, you might have yourself a little something to work with. So I don't strongly believe that getting that third to your dynamics is the way to go as a solution, but it can add a little spice if you already have that established foundation.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna take it a step further. Now, is it only because you're secure within your relationship that you allow that to happen in order for your romance to continue?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. So now,
what you say?
I'm sure you're gonna have rules to it. I'm sure you're gonna have rules set to
rules.
It. And what some of those rules for the people out there that decides to go with what you guys are just saying?
Well, number one, it has to stop when it's not, like there should be like a safe word. Okay, let's not let this be our thing that we do forever. But some of the rules are obviously you can't go outside of me without my knowledge. That would be, and like he said, I would probably want to pick the person, so and have an established relationship with that woman.
Now having that the say so in who you get to pick out. Now you're gonna be fair, right? You're gonna be fair and not get something that's like, okay, all right, nobody ain't gonna touch from with a 10-foot pole. It's gonna be somebody that's gonna be fire.
Right.
Okay, somebody should that you're attracted happy. To as well.
Possibly.
Okay.
With you
being able to pick that out, would you ever want to participate in that?
I don't know. I think it should just be negotiable.
Negotiable. Talk about the negotiation now, because if you pick them out, then obviously you have some type of attraction to that person.
It just, you know, everything don't tickle my fancy. So, I don't know. It all depends. His choice sometimes it's shaky. So, I'll just.
So his choices, you don't approve of some of his choices. Wow, Buddha, what you got to say about that?
Well, first of all, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, all right? So what I might think is fire.
She may not think it's fire,
but she also need to remember this. You know, I seen her too, and I thought she was fire. Mm. So she should be trusting my choices.
Hint.
In women.
now we're gonna dive on it just a little bit further, because part two of Pandora's box is this.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you are presented with an opportunity from a female that says, "Hey, I would give you $3 million to make a sex tape with Buddha." Now, all the money gonna go to you. But all she wants to do is have him to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pandora's box is about to get open. Mm-hmm. Will you allow that box to open when it comes to money?
You go ahead, baby. It's all you.
bust
down, Tatiana. Bust down.
Oh, go
be great. That's what I'm going to tell him. Yes, go get the money and make me proud.
Now, are there any rules and limitations on what goes down on this sex tape?
I don't know, because that's $3 million, so they can't fall in love off this session.
Wait a minute.
I don't know about that now. I mean, because sometimes you got that nookie, and somebody going to fall in love with something.
Well,
if it's done right, unless you just got stipulation. Like, hey, you get one position only, which I know you can't fall in love with this position, and that's it.
I want him to be great for them $3 million. So great. I don't know. Great.
So you want him to throw it down like you throw it down on you for $3 million.
She might want to bring me about 1.5 more back. So I need him to be able to secure the bag.
So you okay with Buddha laying it down on her like he laid it down
secure
on you?
Secure the bag.
Ooh, Buddha.
Yes, sir.
She comes to you.
Okay.
I got this proposition that somebody presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to make a sex tape for you, with you, for $3 million.
Okay.
Now, would you be reluctant to be like, hold on, wait a minute now, what's the catch? Or would you just immediately jump on it?
Well, growing up, I've always believed in purse first. Did I answer any question? You know, I look at it a little differently. I look at it as an opportunity to show this woman what I do for my woman every night or every other night or when we get down.
So you displaying the goods for her.
Absolutely.
Doing what you do to her, I'm going to demonstrate what I do every night, something that you probably only going to get once.
Let's think about it a different way.
Okay.
So I go in there and I lay an egg. Now she gonna be looking at my woman like, damn, you getting like, this is what you getting? Ooh.
But see, you got $3 million now. Here's the punchline. Here's the punchline to this.
Okay.
Of it all. Now, there's a place where you can throw it down just to get enough. It's called an appetizer.
Okay.
Because when you're doing an appetizer, you're going to want more. Now, if you go ahead and just give me the whole entree all together, like, oh, wow, this was amazing. Okay, all right. Where's the tease in it?
Well, it ain't no tease. This is a negotiation, man. It's like, I'm not trying to, you know, bring this girl in to be a part of what I got going on everyday life. This is just a one night only thing.
And you're going to rock her world in that one night.
That's right. And she might come back again for another 3 mil.
Wow. And,
you know what I mean?
We got goals.
Oh, my. All right. So, sipping and conversations.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Tell the people what you guys have and what you guys do.
Go for it, baby. This is your department.
Whatever. He knows. Sipping in Conversation with Buddha and Baby is a podcast live we do every Wednesday, 7:45 p.m., where we pretty much talk about everything. Everything, the Pandora's box, the mental health issues, the everything. So nothing is off limits. Well, there are some things that we tread lightly, you know, when it get down to like religion and politics, because it just gets too heated and everybody have an opinion about it. But for the most part, everything is on the table, and it's just an opportunity for us to talk about people's issues, their personal situations with a fake name, of course, and allow for others to get their input in on it, and they may be watching the show as well. So it's always helpful.
So how can they tune in to you guys, and when do you guys air?
Yeah, like I say, Wednesday, every Wednesday. Right now we're on our little hiatus, little vacation, and we'll begin again on June 5th.
Okay.
7:45 p.m. We are on Facebook Live. We are also on Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on anchor.fm and a couple other platforms as well.
Okay. And so Buddha, how did you guys come up with this idea of starting your own podcast and being able to, talk about, you know, the different things that we go through on a daily basis when it comes to relationships? How did that all unveil?
Well, it was therapy. You know, you hold things in, and they tend to, you know, weigh in on you. You get sick. You get your body gets broken down. You get mental health issues by keeping things in. But for me, you know, being able to express myself freely.
Okay.
You know, my opinion, my thoughts. Not everybody's got to agree with me. And then to have the lovely baby here to be able to express herself and bounce back. We don't always agree, not at all. But I can speak freely, you know what I mean? The transparency is there, you know?
So now, what are just some of the topics that you guys find more enjoyable to talk about, to a point of this is not gonna be off limits? Like, what's been the highlight of the show thus far?
Well, go ahead, baby.
I don't know what you think.
Well, we talking about whole shit.
Oh, yeah.
What's whole shit? Body counts, does they matter?
Yeah, body count.
I think my favorite show would probably be love, emotions, and money. Mm-hmm. Which one is stronger. And, because everybody has a different perspective, you know.
Right.
A lot of people said love, but I hit them with the money.
So now you talk about love and money, because mm-hmm. some people say they're one and the same. Some people say it's the root of all evil. Now, we just talked about $3 million and having mm-hmm. sex and making a sex tape for $3 million.
Absolutely.
Now, some people would say, hell no, damn that money. I don't like to share. And you got some people that will say, you know what, as long as I can be the director, producer, and be right there on spot and saying action, cut, when something get too deep and heated. Mm-hmm. So money and love sometimes always don't go hand in hand.
Right.
So how do you explain that to others to not really get on your side, but to get them to understand your point of view?
Well, I don't particularly like to get a side. And that's one of the beauties of the show. It allows for you to have your opinion and respectfully be able to voice it. So as far as the goal ultimately is to just let people know that there are other people's thoughts that are valuable, and they are most people operate at their level of experience and so forth, you know, be it good or bad or a combination of all. So when it comes down to the topics, when we do get into the relationship conversations, it gets a little sticky sometimes because, well, most times, because as I said, a lot of people speak from experience and they usually hold on to those negative things that took place versus the good times. You know, they won't expand on that part. It's always right. that hard time that mm-hmm. they had, you know, and then they make it everybody's problem.
Right. Now, before we go to break, I got to get my main man AD on the line.
Okay.
Because he's the married one of the bunch. You guys are, you know, married as well. Have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And AD, I need you to elaborate a little bit more on tonight's, you know, topic. You know, we're talking about, you know, what Monique said about, you know, black women need to allow their black kings to have a side chick or a side piece or whatever. So just elaborate a little bit on that, being that, you know, you're also married. How would you feel if your wife said, hey, you know what, AD, I feel that you can have a side piece. It doesn't bother me. How do you feel about that, and what would you do if that was ever presented?
Truthfully, I'd be shocked. I'll be honest with you. As far as, like, what I would do, I wouldn't do it only because of my morals. This is just me. Everybody else has, you know, his or her own. But my own morals in itself indicates that I'm supposed to be committed to my one wife. That's it. Nobody else. Not even being able from a physical as well as a mental intertwined
mm-hmm.
type mindset with that. But if she came to me with something like that, as far as either suggestion or proposal, I would be shocked. But it is what it is. That's just me. But far as my reaction, I can only go based off what I would do in itself. I wouldn't do it. So that's
now,
me.
Now, with that being said, will you be more reluctant because of the fact that she presented it to you? Because you said you'll be shocked behind it. Do you feel that it's a setup, or it's something to a point where, hey, if I'm giving you permission, then I want to get permission too? Or she may already have somebody that she has eyes for, but she just want to be the play. Want that person to be the play toy.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it than face value. You know, if you take it at face value and run, get ready. And what I mean by run, meaning like to run with it.
Take
the opportunity to run with it, get ready for the strings and ripple bands that are attached that you probably didn't see at face value. And it's going to probably end up coming back and bite you.
Wow. Excellent. Well, we're going to switch gears, man. We're going to pay some bills real quick. We're going to get our sponsors up in here, man. When we get back, man, we're going to dive into tonight's chocolate letter, man. Ooh. So I hope y'all ready for this one. Hope y'all ready for this. So make sure you go get your glass. Fill it up, because it's about to go down. So keep it. Welcome back, man. Listen, man. We just getting started, man. Y'all just tuning in, man. We got Buddha and Baby in the building from Sipping and Conversations podcast. And finally joining us is my main man here, comedian Luce Cannon.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there in Culture Radio land, you know? Great to be here, you know.
Man, listen here, man. Now, you know about the topic for the night and what took place. One thing we will share is this. Now, we touched on what Monique had to say.
Okay.
That every black man should be able to have a side piece, according to the queens. Because you know how Monique talk.
Yeah.
Hey, babies, I need y'all to listen to me, my powerful black sisters. I need y'all to be able to allow our black kings to have side pieces, because it would all work out in the end.
Well, I don't want to say God bless Monique. And on one hand, I want to say God bless Monique, you know, great sister. But in all reality, you know, something like that would have to depend on the two individuals in the situation. Because that ain't gonna fly for a lot of people. You know, if a sister let you have a side piece, in a traditional heterosexual relationship, because we got listeners of all backgrounds, all right? So if your woman allows you to have, allows a man to have another woman, that woman might want to have a man on the side. And are you going to be okay with that? A lot of us men, let's keep it real, we not okay with that. We want our cake and eat it too, and we only want it our way. And that's real talk. So, you know, it just depends on the two individuals and what you can put up with, you know. I'm willing to play by the rules because I don't want to be sharing my stuff with nobody. I don't want to be at a picnic one day and I be thinking to myself, ooh, my girl got some show enough good stuff. And I done said it out loud and somebody else be like, show enough do. And
but see, that's what we were talking about earlier about opening up Pandora's box, because we dove into it even further talking about being approached by your significant other saying, hey, babe, listen, I was just presented a $3 million proposal for this woman to have sex with you on camera.
See, that's
for $3 million.
But like we talked about last time, that's different. That ain't, see, that's a business deal.
But money and love. We're talking about money and love.
That's a business deal. But once again, it go down to the two individuals. You know what I'm saying? You know, are you willing to sell your significant other to someone for a life-changing amount of money? You know, is she okay with that? Or is he or she okay with that? Is, you know, are like minds coming together and saying, you know what, we gonna do this. We finna get this money, babe. You know, and we get it done, and then we go on vacation afterwards. Well, not immediately afterwards, because that thing need to heal up. I can't be right up in it after somebody else done. After you done set this up and I done set the camera up, you know, just... I'm all the way 1,000 with it. Loose cannon gonna keep it real, you know.
But here's the thing about it. Now we talked to Buddha.
Okay.
And Buddha said he's gonna be like.
Don't you say booty for a second?
No, Buddha. he's gonna be like. I think Anita Baker said this. Giving the best that he got, he's gonna give it to her, just like I'm gonna give it to like I get to every night. Now, would you give this person all you got and give it a thing? Or would you just give them the appetizers just to get the $3 million?
Oh, me? Yeah, listen. if it ain't no stipulations on performance on the $3 million, it's just let me get that, you know, and you know, let me hit and I give you the $3 million. Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
If she fine and she giving me $3 million, I'm putting in the bonus.
I'm just gonna keep it all the way real.
I'm putting in the bonus time, baby. You know, I got a heritage to uphold. You know, I come from a long line of banana slangers. My daddy was a banana slanger. You know, my granddaddy was a banana slanger. My great granddaddy was a banana slanger. And for $3 million, if you remotely attractive for the $3 million, I'm putting on for the city. I'm just gonna tell you like it is, you know.
So you are gonna give it a banana slanger?
Oh yeah, you know. Listen, you know.
Wow.
I'm finna, boy. This gonna be Mario Court, and I'm finna throw the banana peel off and put the gloves on to get the pelvis boxing, boy. Let me tell you.
So in other words, you don't even care nothing about opening that Pandora's box. So
listen, if me and the old lady done said, it's a right and a wrong way to do everything, you know. If me and my old lady done sat down and we discussed the opportunity, she was like, you know what, babe, let's get this money, all right? And I'm like, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. You ain't gonna feel no different afterwards. Oh, I get over it afterwards. You know, that's $3 million. I'm finna put the pound on for the city, man. You know, and I'm gonna invite my old lady into the action for the $3 million.
Wow, that's loose cannon thoughts, y'all.
Yeah, I'm just listen. Some of y'all out here thinking the same thing. I'm just saying what you thinking. All right, you know. And listen, there ain't nothing wrong with what I'm saying, because like I say, first of all, I be done communicated the opportunity to my partner. All right, now the partner can elect to decline, and if they elect to decline, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I go against that for the $3 million, now I'm in the wrong. Okay? Because I discussed it with my partner. They weren't comfortable with it. But you go do it anyway. You see what I'm saying? So that's a situation in the wrong. But if we done came to an agreement and I operate within the confines of that agreement, then there's no harm, no foul.
Well.
And that's why I say it come down to the individuals.
Okay. Well, we finna switch gears.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
people are anxiously waiting for tonight's chocolate letter.
Okay. All right. And wonderful.
When I say, I hope y'all got y'all glasses ready because, ooh, child, look here. All right. So, AD, man, without further ado, man, we just want you to go ahead and just start because this chocolate letter is something else. AD, talk to the fam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want me to go ahead and read the letter?
Oh, absolutely, man. They waiting for it.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. So, the letter comes from a 35-year-old female out of Miami. 305.
305. All the way live.
Man,
that's
I'm
right. Here we go.
It's definitely going to be live.
She writes, hey, TJ and the crew. Great show last week. I love the new Facebook live feed, but I need y'all help. I'm going through so much right now, and no one seems to understand or care about my situation. I thought I could just, you know, keep it under wraps, but I guess karma is trying to get me caught up. So, I'm a Hispanic woman from Miami. I've been married for 5 years, and I love my husband dearly. We have two kids, one 10-year-old son, and then a 2-year-old daughter. I slipped up and had a side relationship that lasted for a little over 3 years with one of my co-workers. I mean, it just happened. Everything was going great until my husband started getting suspicious. He started noticing that my passenger seat was always pushed back, and he also wondered why I would not be intimate with him, physically that is, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My husband had decided to put a GPS tracker on my car to track where I went on Tuesdays and Thursdays. One day, while I was visiting my sister, my husband went over to my co-worker's house to see who I was visiting and whose house I've been going to after work. My husband had confronted my co-worker to find out as to why I was over there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My co-worker had lied to my husband saying I gave him rides home because his wife usually has the car on those days. Now, here we go. That night, me and my husband got into a huge argument. It had gotten so heated to the point where I hit him for calling me a slut and a hoe in front of the kids. Then he punched me in my face. I called the police and they came and arrested him for domestic violence. Later that evening, he bonded out and came home and kicked me out. I called my coworker to meet up, but he refused to because he was having dinner with his wife. I got so angry with him, and I threatened to come over to his house and tell his wife that my 2-year-old daughter is his daughter. So, of course, he agreed to meet up with me. My question to the crew is, with all the things that's going on and me getting caught up, should I just tell my husband that our 2-year-old daughter is not his daughter, or should I just let things play out itself and break it off with my coworker? I would hate for my family to break up over something I did. TJ and the crew, please help me. What should I do?
Oh, no.
Ooh, child.
I don't know why they write in and expect us to validate their mess. Come on now. You don't deserve nothing. You don't get nothing, all right? You know what I'm saying?
So we're gonna start with our in studio guest tonight. Buddha, we're gonna start with you first. We're gonna start with you first, man. What's your take on this letter?
Well, I feel like, you know, she got comfortable. You know, as she said in the letter, she said it started out, it just happened. But 3 years later,
just happened.
It ain't just happening no more. It got to a point where, you know, they was having unprotected sex. And they had a love child or a bastard child, however she want to look at it. I don't want to disrespect her in no kind of way. But a child out of wedlock for two years.
They was in wedlock.
He went from a side piece to an appetizer.
They was in wedlock, all right. Well,
infidelities happen, man. Things happen. You know, you selfish in the moment and you decide to act on that selfishness. So my only thing is, you know, at least she got with somebody who had something to lose. You know what I'm saying? You know, both of them had something to lose. You know, if you're going to do something with somebody who got something to lose just as much as you.
So baby, you coming in listening to this letter. I need you to chime in on this one because you're over there smiling.
I mean, I already told him. I was like, she messy. Like, the whole thing is messy, mm-hmm. you know.
That it is.
It's definitely messy. And then she's like, you know, you don't want to break up a home. Your home is broke.
Thank you, baby. Thank
you. Your home is broke. You got a whole child walking around and under the impression that it's your husband's child. Then I'm assuming they obviously had a paternity test for her to say that. So I would probably just go ahead and put my coins together and start making an exit strategy plan, you know, and just put old boy on child support or however you want to manipulate him to get these coins because
here's my thing to that though. In the letter, she says they've been married for what, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been in a side piece relationship for 3 of the 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the oldest child is what, 10?
That's 60% of the relationship.
So I'm thinking, okay, so that means you probably had your son around age 25.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first 5 years of his life, everything was possibly smooth.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But as soon as the son came, something had to happen. You know, you don't go from, you know, the first 5 years of your life up until, all right, now of I'm getting married. 5 years later, and now I'm in a relationship side piece wise
mm-hmm.
for 3 of those 5 years I've been married. So something had to happen along the lines that caused her to be like, hey, you know what? I like this. And she got sloppy. We talked about it off air. She got sloppy.
She got comfortable.
Because the thing about it, she was not remorseful at all. Because in the letter, she said everything was going good. Until my husband started getting suspicious.
Mm.
And like any player, he's like, no, she'll just give me rides because, you know, my wife got my car on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so she was just driving me out.
He's protecting the situation.
He's protecting the situation.
He got something to lose.
He got something to lose.
Like I told
So therefore, that makes it seem as if now she has upper leverage to that. Now, I'm going to go over to Cass. I know you've been sitting here watching, listening. What you guys say about this letter? We want to talk about this letter because this thing is one of them.
He wasn't expecting this.
Hello, yes.
Hello.
I don't know why you always do this. She's messy. Pretty much what the lady over there, baby said. She's messy. I mean, at the end of the day, that's not true love, true relationship. People make mistakes in relationships,
mm-hmm.
and they say, you know what, I did it, but I love my husband more, my wife more, so let me just chill. But she kept doing it. She was happy with it because, like you guys said, she was like, everything was cool. Nah, man, that's not a situation where everything's cool. It never gets to a point of situation cool. We all been in a situation where we've been doing wrong, and it's not cool. It may be fun, but it ain't cool because, you know what I'm saying? It's not something, it's not a routine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't do routine. I know for her it was. That's what I'm saying.
Routine.
That's why I didn't care.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It was too routine is the problem, you know?
That's why, you know, she messy because at the end of the day, somebody's not going to let it get to a point where it is a routine. You know what I'm saying? Then she didn't even mention anything about maybe problems. Even the worst liar says, well, there was problems in our relationship. She didn't even say that. She's like, no. You know, just happened with some guy. Tuesdays and Thursdays, he was getting it in. And she wasn't even careful enough to even adjust the seat. Come on now. That's like cheating 101.
Exactly.
Come on, adjust the seat back.
See,
I mean,
back.
Come on. Like, she wasn't even trying to like, she wasn't even trying to cover it up. She was just letting him raw dog it.
And
throw up all in her.
Just,
didn't even care.
Just shoot
have
the club all up. Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Post-nightclub.
And I don't believe in abortions like that, you know, but this wouldn't be the time that I would be introducing a baby that's suspicious.
I believe, you know, there's a morning after pill.
You know,
straight up. If she,
you
know,
have an unprotected sex.
At least love your husband enough to say, yo, right after we do it, yo, you take me to Walgreens or CVS so I can get that pill. You know what I'm saying?
$30.
Actually, it's $50. But anyway, let's not talk about that.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, so at the end of the day, I mean, she didn't care. She messy, and I'm sure she has a whole. It's probably another dude out there too. She was probably smashing.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't gonna speculate.
I'm speculating.
You're going too far.
Nah. It was, come
You're
on,
going
man.
Too far.
You come on, man.
But that's what I want.
What happened Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
I guess that's when he.
You know what I'm saying? She come on, she come on. The weekend, Wednesday, come on, man. She has some other dude. This was just her. This was just her regular guy. But I'm telling you, there was one offers out there. Come on, there was some dudes out there. She just.
You speculate, man. I ain't gonna speculate.
If you can't adjust the seat, if you can't adjust the seat
when you finish,
yo, you got more out there.
I think she got comfortable.
Speaking to the mic.
I think she got comfortable, and I agree with Cass, because if she was doing it on Tuesday and Thursday, if she wasn't smashing her husband on the regular, she might have been smashing someone else, and she was comfortable with that situation, too. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay. Well, this is what I want to happen. All right. To our loyal listeners out here that have followed us from Blog Talk Radio all the way to the wonderful, marvelous Culture Radio. Excuse me. I want y'all to write in.
Getting caught up.
Before you do something stupid. Y'all usually like to write in after y'all do something stupid.
But that's what makes it that
validate your mess. But you get nothing. You don't deserve nothing. You don't get nothing.
But that's what makes the chocolate letter.
Hey, it's just, you know, it's chocolate because it's brown like a whole hunk of you know what, and because that's what you in right now, baby. And listen, like the good sister over here already done beat me to the punch and told you, you know. You already done broke the family up. Y'all got to think about this stuff before you do it. Does the ends justify the means? And a lot of times it don't. If you want your family, then you got to protect your family. And part of protecting your family is controlling your own inhibitions. All right? You got to control your own desires. You know, family over your desires. You know, it may a hot night of passion may seem worthwhile, but it is not worth losing your family. And you got to weigh this stuff in before it happened every single time, all right? Or else you going compromise the unit for lack of a better way to describe it. And that's what you've done. The damage is done. So, you know, you got a big sword to fall on, sister, and God bless you. That's all I could tell you.
The problem is she's been falling on the big sword.
That's it. He had to be bigger than what she had.
Definitely.
But now I'm slaying.
Yo, is the pull out game really weak nowadays? Because, like, I swear to God, like, nobody does that anymore. It's like,
listen.
Like, have you ever heard anybody be like, oh, I got pregnant, he pulled out? Nobody does that.
I made
through college, you know what I'm saying? Right. With no kids in the pull out.
Exactly. Now, AD, give us your thoughts.
Based off the initial question that she had asked what should she do? She should definitely tell her husband. One thing about us as adults that we tend to shy away from, and that's truth. Let's just be real.
All on the soul.
Even in the midst of us doing small little dirt type things, we still don't want to even face that truth. Obviously, based on her situation, she has done something for 3 years. I don't know how it could be of a slip up. You know, slip up is one time, maybe twice, but not for 365 days, three times. So which means she was well conscious as to what she was actually doing. She got comfortable, just like I heard everybody else say. But now what has happened is, and you being comfortable, now comes consequences. And this is just the reality of things. So I think she's just going to have to boss up as a lady and be grown enough. I say this all the time to people, especially when I'm on stage talking to adults as well as youth. If you're grown enough to do the act, you should be able to be, you know, man and woman enough to be able to face the repercussions of it. It is what it is. You know, she got to start thinking about now, not just herself per se. She has to ultimately, in addition to her husband, she has to think about this child. Now, this is a 2-year-old young girl. Now we're going to grow up in confusion, in mess. This is something that she hasn't even asked to even be in. So I'm saying, because of selfish acts that we sometimes as adults that we do, we put ourselves in situations to where now we have an offspring who now has to bear this burden, who has to feel the wave of the effects of decisions that we make. And it ends up traumatizing kids. Again, I speak around the world speaking to kids, and they go through this letter here is exactly what kids really do go through, and it's traumatizing.
Kids have to wonder why they light skin and they daddy dark skin.
You know, and it really just and it messes up the foundation and them for them to have a concept to think about what is, you know, what's real and what's fake. So in order for you to move forward, in order for you to really heal in this situation, I'm just wrapping it up. You're gonna have to just be honest with yourself first. Be real. Be truthful to your husband. Something happened between when your son was at 8 years old until now, obviously, this 3 years and the two, you know, so something happened in your marriage that either allowed you to, or something happened in you before you got married that you probably suppressed and it came up 10 years later, and it now bounced. So you got to work on yourself, but in order for that to happen, you're going to have to be truthful with those who you've wronged in order for you to get it right.
Wow. And what's up with everybody's pH balances, man? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's roaring and stuff like that. The wives and stuff like that. Yo, these women's pH balances is all messed up. Yeast infections is being thrown around in this
now
situation.
I understand everywhere. Why you keep that microphone tucked away, you know, over there.
I look at the reality of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, word. Shoot, you know, I may eat something new, and my wife is like, calm down, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got him on Tuesday and Thursday, and then the wife and then him, and back. Oh, my God, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's a lot of maintenance.
That's a lot of maintenance.
That's,
we clean
that's,
up,
not,
so.
That's a lot of summer breeze. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
that's a whole lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I just don't reckon, like I say, you know, this whether he know it or not, he's in a Pandora's box situation.
Yeah,
he,
that definitely
you know?
Is.
Well, he know it not. You know, I ain't big on it myself because I, you know, I know how nasty I am, and I just can't picture. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100.
Wednesday night
right?
Oral sex for that husband. I'm sorry for him, man.
You know,
yeah, baby, you taste a little different today.
Yeah,
hey, Wednesday night. Right? I mean, every morning, like
you should be able to.
Good morning, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Now when he go to the company potluck, you know, his wife walk out the door, he like, dang, my wife got a fat behind. And the coworker gonna be like, sure enough, dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, just
but see here, and it goes back to what I was telling you guys earlier about the whole Pandora's box. You're allowed $3 million to come in. So when it's time for y'all to go ahead and do your thing on a normal basis, mm-hmm. Now, depending on how good you put it down, it can even be baby at this point, you know. She's the one guy came approached you, Buddha, listen, okay. I want to have sex, you know, with your wife for $3 million on camera. And now when you guys are doing it, who's to say in her mind she's not fantasizing about him, because maybe he has explored something and touched her that you couldn't. And so now all of a sudden it's like, OMG.
Listen, you got to hit her with that potassium, baby. You got to give her that banana till she forget all of that.
Well, to answer your question, TJ, is this. I'm comfortable in myself. And I may not be able to do everything that the next man do. But that's not my job to worry about what the next man do. My job is to worry about what I do. Mm-hmm. And if I make her happy, I make her happy. She better go get the money. Period.
Collect the cheese.
Let's be honest, man. Come most of the time when you date a girl, she probably had a better dude or a bigger dude.
Absolutely.
Before you.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So
most of
if you sit there and cry about that, then you know what? Hey, you ain't gonna have no happy marriage or nothing like that. You right, gotta, come on, she gonna love
you. I mean,
you.
So
you do what you do.
So she messed around and called his name, then what? You still gonna forget about it?
We rich?
I mean, yeah, if we're rich.
We rich now, right?
You let it go. You let that go. Right, baby's all right. I'll start saying his name. Oh, Johnny.
Thank you, dog.
Thank you for that money.
If she did make
oh, Johnny, thank you.
Name,
oh, Johnny.
It's not like you didn't know about the name. So if he's comfortable with letting the thing happen.
Role play. Place, I'm Johnny tonight.
It is what it is.
So he there. To go back to what we talked about earlier, right, when she was like, I'm gonna let her choose my mate, you know, whoever my side chick was gonna be. Same rule applies, you know. If I'm out here choosing whatever it is, then I'm still in some kind of control of the situation.
Yeah, if it's a one off situation, I could see me and a partner coming to terms on a one off situation. Yeah. For a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
I could, uh-oh, we got somebody. Come on, Sade, say something. Say. Pass her the mic. Turn it over to her. Turn it over. Come on, Sade, what you got?
We got about 4 minutes. Go ahead.
4 minutes?
Yeah, go quick. Ahead.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is, if you can have your own side chick, I should be able to have my own side dude.
Are we talking about? Okay, that's that.
From right now.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. So we talking about? No, we talking about? No, we talking about an indecent cheating proposal right now.
I think it would lessen cheating, first of all. And if you can get yours, why can't I get mine?
You see, what you talk about is an honest, open selfish relationship. No. You talk about an honest, open relationship, and I agree with you. If that's how we getting down, let's be upfront and honest about it. But we talking about an indecent proposal here, you know, is the term. You know, when somebody come up to your partner and say, hey, listen, you know, come up to you and your partner and be like, hey, you know, $3 million, let me hit that. Oh, she said that ahead, on TJ. Live here on Culture Radio. I hope he ain't watching.
So, like I said, this
she ain't on camera. We just gonna call her Sade.
This is what you're gonna expect each and every Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there are consequences to every decision you make, and you should weigh out the consequences before you get into a situation like this.
Wow.
You know, you need to tell the child early. That
you
way
got to.
They can start.
You
have
to.
You have to tell the child early. That way they can establish the relationship early.
And so at this point here, at end of the day, we go through things in life where we get comfortable. We know we shouldn't do it, but we do it because we're human. But it comes to the final moment that sometimes you have to face up to your consequences, or should I say you face up to your actions and face your consequences, because at the end of the day, you don't want to hurt your family. You ought to hurt the family once, or in this case here, Tuesdays and Thursdays for 3 years. So at this point here in your life, you need to go ahead and end it. Sit down with your husband. Baby, I messed up. If you leave me, I understand. If not, then let's work it out, and I promise you things will get better between us, because now it's a form of communication. So at the end of the day, ma'am, talk to your husband and just break it down. So I want to thank Buddha and Baby from Sipping a Conversation for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
And like always, guys, tune in each and every Tuesday night right here on the Culture Radio Network.